The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
You're listening to Day 5 of Love Now. Today's title is Obvious Love. Jerry Bridges said, "If we want proof of God's love for us, then we must first look at the cross where God offered up His Son as a sacrifice for our sins. Calvary is the one objective, absolute, irrefutable proof of God's love for us." Our text today is 1 John 4:9. "In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him." God manifested His love by sending His Son. The word manifest means to become apparent or graspable. When our invisible God sent His only Son visibly into the world, we received a clear view of God's matchless love. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross not only satisfied our sin debt, but also showed the depths of God's love for us. The phrase, "that we might live through Him," reveals the result of God's love. Knowing that the wages of our sin leads to death, as seen in Romans 6:23, God sent His only begotten Son so that we could have life. True life comes through Christ because of God's great love for us. We have the power to live through Christ because God had the compassion to send His Son. Curtis Vaughn further explains 1 John 4:9. "The point of the entire statement is that the sending of God's Son into the world was the means whereby God made His love visible to us. Other manifestations of divine love had been given in the Old Testament times, but John knew that the supreme revelation of that love had been given toward us. God has sent." A perfect tense emphasizes the abiding results of Christ's mission in the world. The greatness of the divine love is indicated in two ways. First, it is seen in the greatness of the gift which love prompted God to bestow on us. His only begotten Son. Nowhere else in the epistle does John use this full title. In other places, he speaks of the Son, His Son, or the Son of God. The emphasis, therefore, is not simply upon the fact that God sent Jesus, but that Jesus, who was sent, is God's only begotten Son. Most scholars feel that the word is best translated only. They argue that the primary idea in it is uniqueness. Christ is God's Son in a sense in which no one else is or can be the Son of God. It was the sending of such a Son, one so dear to the Father, that proved the magnitude of His love for sinful men. As John Stott comments, "No greater gift of God is conceivable because no greater gift was possible." And Robert Law writes that, "It is His own bleeding heart the Father lays on love's altar when He offers His only begotten Son." Second, the greatness of the divine love is seen in the purpose of the Son's mission, that we might live through Him. The tense of live suggests the rendering that we might come to have life through Him. The statement is reminiscent of "should not perish, but have everlasting life," as we see in John 3:16. While the evidence of God's love is all over His creation, It is nowhere more apparent than in the sending of His only begotten Son. Since God's love is so obvious there, you can't help but experience it when you meditate on the cross of Jesus Christ. Here are some questions to meditate on now. God's love has been obviously manifested through the sacrificial gift of His Son. What does the display of His love reveal about God's character? How often do you reflect on God's obvious love? How does today's devotion connect with Jesus' words recorded in Luke 9:23, which read, "And He said to all, if anyone would come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me." Blessings on you as you take up your cross today.